Thanks for joining us today. I have a couple of guests who have been members of NCIA for about 3 years now, and they run a staffing company called Viridian Staffing. So today with me, I have Kara Bradford and David Murray. Hey, Kara and David, thanks for joining me.
Hello.
Hey, Bethany.
Howdy. So where are you both at today? You're on the West Coast somewhere?
We're speaking to you from Portland, Oregon today.
Oh, one of my favorite cities. I hope to go back soon. So let's talk about you guys. And let me ask you, David, first, what's your professional background before you started Viridian Staffing with Kara? And what inspired you to shift into the cannabis industry?
Well, when it comes to prior experience that's of interest to our clients, the real star of Viridian is Kara. But seeing as you asked, my background consists of nearly a decade in the legal field, followed by some dabbling in the finance and business development in the tech sector. That, especially in partnership with someone like Kara, who really understands the ins and outs of the recruiting profession, has proved to be valuable preparation for serving as Viridian's chief operating officer. As for what inspired me to get involved with the cannabis industry and movement, there's really too much to go into detail here. But if I had to choose just one thing, it would have to be the fact I grew up in Children's Hospital, where my sister, who is 3 years younger than me, had been admitted with one form of cancer about 2 years old, and didn't get out of that hospital until she was about.
God.
Due to developing leukemia as a result of an overdose, accidental overdose of chemotherapy. Witnessing firsthand both the ravages of cancer and chemotherapy, has really made me a passionate advocate for what is most arguably the single most valuable natural substance for both the treatment of cancer itself as well as attenuating the myriad negative side effects of traditional cancer treatments. I
Right.
consider it a profound tragedy and grave injustice that our government has suppressed this plant for so long. It was that experience, as well as an innate rebelliousness toward any form of authority I see as either illegitimate or corrupt, that has given me the determination to weather the roller coaster that is the cannabis industry for the past 3 to 4 years.
So
But
you have
then,
a personal story as well as the social justice warrior aspect going on at the same time
exactly.
there.
Plus, to say nothing of, we could talk about this forever, but sprinkling in, of course, the environmental potentials of industrial hemp to displace oil, lumber, and cotton, much more environmentally impactful substances.
The list
It's
goes
kind of a
on, truly.
no-brainer
Cool. Well, and I'm sorry to hear the story of your sibling, your sister experiencing cancer as a child. It's really difficult to hear. But as far as where you're at now with Viridian Staffing, it sounds like you have a great power team going on with Kara. So let's move over and ask Kara. David mentioned that you're the recruiting star. Can you tell us a little more about that?
David's definitely being modest, as he tends to be. He's definitely the Swiss Army knife of the company, and we definitely wouldn't have the name recognition. We wouldn't be able to operate without his contribution. He's just, definitely been the most amazing partner. So, I in terms of my background, I have been, doing recruiting and HR practitioner for, oh my goodness, over 15 years now. And it's been an incredible journey. And as a talent acquisition professional, I've been able to build relationships with clients for over a decade, watching them generate billions in revenue across multiple industries. And I've recruited in tech and pharmaceuticals and many industries before, but my passion really lies more natural medicine. So being able to recruit in cannabis has been more rewarding for me than any other industry at this point. And, cannabis has been a part of my life since the late 90s, due to being in a relationship with a distributor for many years. However, what has really kept me in the industry. And even I turned down job prospects, high six, even seven figures, of course, in the Bay Area. But it's for many of the same reasons I've stayed in is what motivates David. I've being from Southern Indiana, Northern Kentucky, where cancer runs rampant, mainly thought to be because of the pollutants in the air, I learn pretty much every month, sometimes even more than once a month, of another friend or family member or child of a friend that has been diagnosed with cancer. And being a part of this industry and being so blessed to have met some of the most knowledgeable individuals on how to use cannabis to help battle cancer, MS or epilepsy, mitochondrial disease. And then having the ability to put these experts in contact with my loved ones, you just recognize how special. And I definitely am thankful every day for this opportunity and to be in this industry. You know, unfortunately, Indiana hasn't really caught up yet with the rest of the country
right.
in terms of legalization.
Sure.
However, they've made a lot more strides than I thought they would, with CBD being on the table now. So,
good start.
We're getting there. I'll take the baby steps. It's more than what I thought we would. But, you know, it's just been nice to be able to bring, you know, something that I'm passionate about in recruiting and bring that to this industry has been quite an honor.
Sure. I think a lot of us feel that way. We're happy to be able to bring the skills that we have from other industries now into this cannabis industry that we all actually care about and want to see successful. So on that note, you are both co-founders of Viridian Staffing. Could you tell me quickly how you guys got started? I know you joined NCIA in early 2014, almost 3 years ago exactly. So how did you guys launch?
Yeah, so prior to a single 502 license being handed out, we'd met several cannabis business owners in Washington State who were very passionate about, you know, the medical benefits of cannabis, but they definitely recognized that they were going to need great talent, including executive level talent, to round out their operations and their experience with all of the new regulations that were going to be in place. So we clearly saw that there was a business need for what we do.
Got it.
We wanted to make sure we could do everything possible to set these good players up for success. You know, I had had years of the recruiting and HR experience from Fortune 100 companies and an MBA. David had the finance, business development, IT operations, and of course, again, the Swiss Army knife background to round out, you know, my experience. And, you know, we had the most sought after thing in this entire industry between the two of us, which was trust. So basically between our complementary skill sets and the trust, we put together Viridian. And we looked at the time, we had looked everywhere and discovered there were only a couple, you know, trim services that were above board in the Colorado market, but no one was doing professional level recruiting or staffing. Mm-hmm. So, and in addition to that, you know, as an HR practitioner, I'd heard stories of poor and corrupt labor practices, and we really wanted to be a part of helping the industry shake the stigma and really bringing to the surface the good players. So it's been an honor to, as I mentioned before, to shape the recruiting and HR practices in this industry. And we discover new ways we can continue to influence and shape these best practices every day, which is exciting.
Gotcha. Yeah. So instead of just hiring your buddies or your neighbors, you're actually sourcing people with skill and work ethic, or, you know, not to say your friends and neighbors don't have skill or work ethic, but taking it to that next level of the quality of people you're bringing into your company. Let's look forward about what your big picture goals are as a company, if you could name the top goal. And by the way, I think it's, you guys are super cute. You have your little cartoon characters that you've made for yourself, which I just love, by the way, with your logos. So I just always thought those were so adorable. So of course, the charming cartoon characters are awesome. But what's on your plate in the next couple years or in 2017, 2018, because there's a lot going on. So what are you guys doing? David?
So, you know, we tend to keep some of our bigger projects closer to the vest, seeing as we don't want to signal too much to the market. But I would say mostly just staying the course we've set up for ourselves nearly 4 years ago when we first began to pioneer this niche. The goal being to remain the most trusted professional cannabis, the most trusted name in professional cannabis industry recruiting.
Cool.
We have since expanded our practice, name recognition, not just coast to coastally, and we hope and expect to continue building on that trajectory of sustainable growth so we can continue helping those we see as good players in the industry succeed and ultimately win out over those who don't really share the industry's highest aspirations.
Sure. Steady as she goes. Kara, would you add anything to that?
I think David rounded it out pretty nicely. I mean, we're definitely kind of staying the course and have been very excited with the progress that we've been able to achieve over the past several years.
Cool. Awesome. So moving on, so I'm actually really excited as a, you know, marijuana activist, cannabis activist of the last 12, 13, 14 years, I want to say. This was an activist movement, and now it's a real industry. So there are actual jobs, you know, where we pay our taxes and sometimes have health insurance. There's real jobs in this industry here in the United States. So when I think about that, I would you agree with the statement that cannabis is one of the few new industries that are creating a real tangible economic boost in the United States as far as creating jobs? That's a phrase we hear all the time, job creation, create jobs. Do you think cannabis is achieving that?
Well, it is one of the industries making America great again.
Woohoo!
it's a little challenging to outsource these positions. And I think in a lot of other industries, you do see a lot of outsourcing happening. So, you know, in terms of bringing back manufacturing and agricultural positions to help boost jobs for individuals in the U.S., a lot of individuals prefer to work with their hands, and we definitely have a multitude of those types of opportunities in this industry. So, so I think, and especially as we're coming around to industrial hemp, I think we'll also see even further job creation that's happening. So, you know, absolutely see it creating that boost and providing people with jobs that perhaps they don't have the skill set to, you know, go into machine learning and write code in that area and don't want to. They would much rather go out and grow, you know, these beautiful plants instead. So definitely looking at quite a bit of job creation, you know, coming back and being in the U.S.